Are the quote-unquote new AirPods really new enough to be worth the money? Jason Howell and I talked about our thoughts on Tech News Weekly.
This is Twit.
Here are my old AirPods, and here are my new AirPods.
Wow, your new AirPods look more like a box.
Yeah, they do look more like a
comparison.
Box. Okay, so let's magically unbox these AirPods. They don't really call them AirPods, too. They're AirPods second generation. And you will see that they look a whole lot like the first generation. In fact, you could confuse them. The only difference is this little charging light right here. And so this, I will show you the magic. I have a little charger here. So wireless charging. You can't really see. Maybe if we turn the lights down, you can see the little red light that says it's charging. There it is. So yeah, it's, and like any kind of wireless charging, you kind of have to get it right in the right place. Not so much, but yeah, you can't just throw it down there. You have to make sure it's right there. So,
and the light flicks on. I could actually charge the AirPod case with the Galaxy S10.
Oh, you can charge the AirPod case.
Yes.
With the Galaxy S10.
Well, I should preface this by saying I should be able to.
That's a charger?
Yeah, that's one of the features. So wireless
what
power share.
What the heck?
So, hold on.
There, okay.
Let's see here. We'll put it down.
What?
Put it in the center. Put it in the center. And you might need to move it. Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
What the?
Isn't that weird?
My gosh.
There you go.
Oh.
Not everything about Android is bad. Megan,
can you even use AirPods with a Android?
Well, that's a different question, but but if you're ever out and about and you're about to run out of battery, and I've got the S10 on me, and you're like, I really need battery, I got your back.
So your phone is a Qi charger.
It can be with wireless power share, which is a feature of the Galaxy S10.
Oh my goodness!
Sorry, I didn't mean to Samsung your Apple, but
you did. You totally did. I just flabbergasted. So let me tell you about all the innovations in these AirPods. That's it.
That's it. The case.
They're exactly the same. I'm actually afraid to take them both out because I'm afraid I'm going to mix them up. But the one way I could tell is that there's 2 years worth of earwax embedded in the old ones. So, but they are really the same, and you don't have to get the wireless charging case. You can, if you just want to get a new pair of AirPods, you can get them without the wireless charging case. They're only $160 without the charging case, and they're $199, so $200 with the wireless charging case. And they also come with a lightning cable, and you can also charge them through lightning. They promise longer talk time, so I haven't actually gotten to try that out. I mean, the best thing about these is how easy they are to set up. So if you have, like, if you spend a lot of time pairing Bluetooth devices, you know that can be exasperating. And literally, you hold these close to your device, and the little animation comes up, and they pair, and it's amazing.
There's also some improvements around Siri integration, right? You don't have to tap them anymore. You just say, "Hey, S," and Siri appears.
You can say, "Hey Siri," because she never listens anyway. See, I have an iPad, iPhone, and these, and nothing heard me.
Wow. Okay.
So the thing about that is I've been wondering why everyone was so excited about that, right? Because usually when you have your AirPods, you're not that far away from your phone. I mean, you can go pretty far away from your phone with these, much further than any other Bluetooth devices, Bluetooth earphones. You can go further. So I get it. I went downstairs with them on and said, "Hey Siri," and she heard me. It heard me and made a phone call for me.
Okay.
So that is. But I mean, most, it's not like Qi charging inside a phone.
Well, let me know if you want to borrow my S10 someday.
Yeah,
you can, like, take it for a spin.
Yeah, I mean, you can. That is pretty amazing. I'm still a little excited about that. The other thing is they didn't change the shape, so I'm not even convinced I'm going to keep these because they still sort of fall out of my ear.
Oh, yep, they fell.
Yeah, so
I'm still just kind of amazed that they look the way that they do.
They what?
I'm still just kind of amazed that they look the way that they do. I've always thought that the AirPods just look a little funky.
Like they look like something long thing is coming out of your
ear. Yeah. And like I keep expecting, you know, they've been around for a couple of years now. I keep expecting for my eyes to get used to it over time. Cause a lot of times, like when the Nintendo Wii was announced, mm-hmm. it took me a very long time to get used to that name, but eventually I got used to that name. But my eyes just still aren't used to the look of the AirPods in the ears.
Yeah.
Maybe if I wore them.
Yeah, grow your hair like this and then they're just hidden.
Well, that's true.
That is sort of the one of the reasons I don't use them as much. It's already falling out. I can feel it falling out of my ear. When I've used them in the office, like the big cans are the sign of don't bother me, I'm working. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just listening to music like this, you'd have no idea.
No one knows. That explains the many times I've been like, hey, Megan, she's ignoring me.
Right. It's true. Yeah. So actually they're not falling out. So it's not so bad. They will.
Right now.
It's true. And when I try to run with them for sure. But you know, if you had the original AirPods and you want to upgrade, it's definitely an upgrade if it's something that you use all the time. I mean, I'm reminded of when the first AirPods came out and we talked to Kyle Weens from iFixit about it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, these have the worst score. So like there's literally nothing you can do. And these work just fine because I don't really use them very often.
There are a lot of people that use them often that say the battery life has diminished significantly over time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then when these do die, like there's nothing. I mean, they just go in a landfill. They can't be reused. They can't be, you can't, the Apple, I think, can't even replace the battery.
Frame it, put it on your wall.
Yeah, exactly. It will go in a museum.
Remember all the wonderful things you listened through those earphones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I will have a longer review of these at some point.
All right. Look for that. I'm imagining
on Hands on Tech. Subscribe and like.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.